I'm Rachel Greenberg, and this is Volta Insider. I'm here at the 2016 White House Correspondents' Weekend Garden Brunch. This is the 24th year of the brunch that welcomes famous faces from Hollywood to Silicon Valley and D.C. politicos. All these people here are in D.C. and come to the brunch to get warmed up for the big party at the Washington Hilton. This will be the 102nd White House Correspondents' Dinner and President Obama's last appearance. The theme of this year's Garden Brunch is starting up and starting out. So we're talking to people all about the sorts of advice they've given and received in this crazy political season. Welcome to Volta Insider. I'm here with Dame Helen Mirren.
You were in The Woman in Gold. Was there something specifically about that movie that kind of pulled at your heartstrings?
You know, I was born at the end of the Second World War, but so therefore what happened in that era was very much a part of my immediate history. So I still find it very moving, very powerful, very frightening, and very important that we keep reminding ourselves of what happened then and therefore what could happen again.
Thank you so much. I'm here with Jesse Usher, who is the new star of Independence Day Resurgence. You're in this new Independence Day movie, just joined the franchise. What has that been like for you?
It's huge for me. The experience has just been massive, from the production to the promotion to the reaction of my family and friends. Like, everything has just been out of this world. No pun intended.
If you were to give a graduation speech, what advice would you give? I'm here with model Anne V.
You know, I think my biggest advice is to really want to be cheesy, but really believe in yourself and trust in yourself, because I feel like we all know the answers, and I think when you really feel connected to yourself, you know all the right stuff, and believe in yourself and trust in yourself, that's the only thing.
I'm here with Senator Amy Klobuchar.
Well, my advice is always to keep your expectations high. I think oftentimes people get beaten down and they think, I can't do something, I'm never going to be able to run for office, and you just have to always keep those expectations high.
I'm here with comedian Grace Parra.
Whatever industry it is, you can't wait for somebody else to tell you, like, hey, do you want to be part of my company? You got to be completely entrepreneurial and do it yourself.
I'm here with Travis Kalanick from Uber.
You can bend reality, but don't break it. So, you know, when you're trying to do something new, you're trying to create change and progress, you have to go to a place where everybody thinks is not possible. So I like to say you can bend reality, but don't break it. Because reality can be a pretty tough adversary.
I'm here with comedian Joy Behar. So if you were to give a commencement address, a graduation speech, what advice would you give?
Well, the best advice I ever got was from my frenemy, Rush Limbaugh, who said to me, whatever you do, Joy, be bold. And I believe in that. I believe that you have to be bold in life, and you have to, you know, do what you think is right and speak out and say whatever you think is right. That's my best advice, is because I'm a verbal person. So that would be it. Speak up, because if you don't have that, you got nothing. All right?
Thank you. I'm here with Joanna Coles, who is the editor of Cosmopolitan.
I will tell you the best possible advice you can give students in the workplace, or young people going into the workplace for the first time. Never mix alcohol in the workplace. Work twice as hard as you think you need to work, and always make a phone call when you think a text or an email will do. It won't, and the phone call will always get you much more information and build a proper relationship. And if you are able to do that, you will be so far ahead of everyone else in your generation, you'll frickin' run to the boss's chair and squeeze them out of the way.
I like that advice.
Good.
I'm here with one of the lovely stars of Concussion.
It's Gugu Mbatha-Raw.
If you were to give a commencement address, like a graduation speech, what advice would you give?
Seeing what
a lot of the great people that I've worked with share is a childlike curiosity for the world, and not just their industry or their field, but just everything. I think, you know, if you approach life with open eyes and a sense of openness, I think, you know, being open-minded and open-hearted, and I've seen that as a sort of consistent character trait with some inspiring people I've worked with.
Thank you so much, and I hope you have fun today.
Thank you. Thanks.
I love your dress.
Oh, shirt. Thank you. It's Radate. I feel like I've got little wings here, you know.
What would you say to young people to encourage their involvement in politics? I'm here with Tony Goldwyn, star of Scandal.
I think that, you know, it's one thing for, you know, I'm on a TV show or in movies, and so I have a platform to be able to talk about issues or to advocate. But the truth is, as Americans, we have the right to do that, and I feel like it's a responsibility of everybody to engage in our system. And if you don't, change doesn't happen. The only way that it actually really gets done is when every person engages on a grassroots level, acts locally, you know, and gets in the habit of service and engagement in our process. Because it's too easy to sort of sit back and think, well, my vote doesn't matter. What difference does it make? And what you'll find is it's really exciting and inspiring to do it. And you really can make a difference.
I'm here with Candace Cameron Mure, star of Fuller House. What would you say to young people who are looking to get involved? What advice would you give them about studying the way that these candidates present themselves?
Well, it's really important to listen to the issues. I think it's just about paying attention, and sometimes I think for young people, politics can seem boring, but it really is your future. So it's just to pay attention and listen to what they're saying and vote what makes sense to you.
I'm here with Michael Kelly, who plays the chief of staff on House of Cards. So how would you tell young people to get involved, because their vote is so important?
I think most importantly for the youth of our country is to become educated on the candidates, to really inform yourself as to what's happening in our political system, and just, you know, so simple they could take those little quizzes and just answer the questions blindly, you know, who do you side with or whatever it is. Just get informed and then become active and just vote. It's so important.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm here with Katie Lowes, a star of Scandal. So you're on Scandal.
Yes.
What would you say to young people to kind of galvanize them and get them involved in politics?
I think it's so, we live in a country where you get the choice and you get to be, and it's your job. I mean, people die every day for this right. People in our own country died for this right. And so I feel like for young people, it's an amazing responsibility that you get to educate yourself and you get to be involved and you get to have a voice. And please, please, please take advantage of it.
I'm with Sophie and Catherine, the sisters and entrepreneurs behind Georgetown Cupcake. What would you say to young people who are getting involved, either through cupcakes or just, you know, the issues? What would you say to them to really, you know, catalyze their interest?
Well, just get out and vote and be passionate about your causes, you know, learn about the issues. You know, you can support your candidate through, even if you're not old enough to vote, you can support your candidate through a cupcake or even just by, like, you know, attending events and things like that. I think it's really important to be engaged as a young person, because young people are really going to shape the future of this country. So it's really important to kind of, you know, learn about the issues and really support the candidates that you believe in.
I'm here with Bryan Cranston, the star of Breaking Bad, and most recently playing President Johnson in All the Way. For those of us who are voting, what would you say to them to encourage them to vote and get involved in this election season?
Voting is a voice. And like if you're at an event, at a concert or something, and you're shouting something because you're loving the music or whatever, if you can equate to every single person's voice equates to a vote. And so if you don't vote, you don't have that voice. And quite frankly, when I talk to people, young or old, if they say I don't vote, then I tell them, I can't talk to you. Yeah, because they don't have a voice. I can't talk. You don't have a voice. If you don't care enough to vote, no matter who you're voting for, if you don't care enough to take the responsibility to vote, you don't have a voice, and therefore I have nothing to say to you. Does it sound too harsh?
No.
You're thinking it's harsh.
A little harsh.
That's right. That's what I am. I'm harsh.
But I agree with the sentiment. So
this has been a production of Haddad Media. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and find more at VoltaInsider.com.